It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 11th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American civil rights activist and Christian minister Ralph David Abernathy, Sr., born in Linden, Alabama in 1926. As a leader of the civil rights movement, he was a close friend and mentor of Martin Luther King, Jr. He collaborated with King to create the Montgomery Improvement Association, which led to the Montgomery bus boycott. He also co-founded the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and served on its executive board. He became that group's president following the assassination of King in 1968 and led the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C., among other marches and demonstrations for disenfranchised Americans. He also served as an advisory committee member for the Congress of Racial Equality. In 1971, Abernathy addressed the United Nations about world peace. He also assisted in brokering a deal between the FBI and Native American protesters during the Wounded Knee incident in 1973. He retired from his position as president of the SCLC in 1977 and became president emeritus. That year, he ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. House of Representatives from the 5th District in Georgia. He later established the Foundation for Economic Enterprise Development, and he testified before the U.S. Congress in support of extending the Voting Rights Act in 1982. In 1989, Abernathy wrote, "And the Walls Came Tumbling Down," a controversial autobiography about his and King's involvement in the civil rights movement. He was ridiculed for the revelations he made in the book about King's alleged infidelity. Abernathy eventually became less active in politics and returned to his work as a minister. He died of heart disease on April 17, 1990, 5 weeks after his 64th birthday. After his death, then-President of the United States George H.W. Bush issued the following statement. "Barbara and I join with all Americans to mourn the passing of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, a great leader in the struggle for civil rights for all Americans, and a tireless campaigner for justice. He is entombed in the Lincoln Cemetery in Atlanta, Georgia, and at his request, his monument has the simple inscription, 'I tried.'" During his lifetime, Abernathy was honored with more than 300 awards and citations, including 5 honorary doctoral degrees, 1 each from Morehouse College, Kalamazoo College in Michigan, Allen University of South Carolina, Long Island University in New York, and the Alabama State University, where the Ralph D. Abernathy Hall is dedicated to him. Interstate 20's Ralph David Abernathy Freeway and Abernathy Road, as well as Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard in Atlanta, are all named in his honor. Although he lacked Martin Luther King's gift for eloquence, he was effective nevertheless. Fully aware that plain talk is the easiest to understand, he lamented, "I'm sick and tired of black people and white people of good intent giving aspirin to a society that is dying of cancer." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 11th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.